गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारे जमुना तीर वनचारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे शोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारे जमुना तीर वनचारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारे जमुना तीर वनचारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय ओम श्रीपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेशल भाई चरण अरविंद भक्ति विदान स्वामी जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बेबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नवाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो से कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रज में वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायपुर धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय समावेत भक्त वृंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Prahlad Maharaj is teaching to his classmates what important thing he taught yesterday. Number one. Today is number two. You remember? What important thing he taught? जोर से अनफ्लिंचिंग फेथ इन गुरु एंड कृष्णा राइट वन मस्ट हैव अनफ्लिंचिंग फेथ एंड गुरु एंड कृष्णा दिस इज द फर्स्ट रिक्वायरमेंट टू बिकम ए प्योर डिवोटी लेट्स सी व्हाट इज द सेकंड वन टुडे So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter Number 7, and Text Number 18. Janmadyaha Sat Ime Bhavaha Drishtaha Dehasya Na Atmanaha Palanam Eva Vrakshayaha Kalena Ishvara Murtina Janmadya Sharime Bhava Drashta Dehasya Atmanaha Palanam Eva Vrakshasya Kaleneshwara Murtina Janmadyaha Sharime Bhava Drashta Dehasya Natmanaha Palanam Eva Vrakshasya Kaleneshwara Murtina Janmadyaha Sharime Bhava Drashta Dehasya Natmanaha Palanam Eva Vrakshasya Kaleneshwara Murtina Adyaha, beginning with birth. Shat, the sixth. Birth, existence, growth, transformation, dwindling, and at last death. Ime, all these, bhavaha, different conditions of the body, drashtaha, seen, dehasya, of the body, na, not, atmanaha, of the soul, phalana, of the fruits, eva, like, vrikshasya, of a tree, kalena, in due course of time, ishvara-murtina, whose form is the ability to transform or control the bodily activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Just as the fruits and flowers of a tree in due course of time undergo six changes, birth, existence, growth, transformation, dwindling, and then death, the material body, which is obtained by the spirit soul under different circumstances, undergoes similar changes. However, there are no such changes for the spirit soul. Repeat after me. Just as the fruits and flowers of a tree in due course of time undergo six changes, birth, existence, growth, transformation, dwindling, and then death, the material body, which is obtained by the spirit soul under different circumstances, undergoes similar changes. However, there are no such changes for the spirit soul. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, this is a very important verse in understanding the difference between the spirit soul and the material body. The soul is eternal, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 20th verse. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha ajo nityah shashvatoyam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. For the soul there is never birth nor death, nor having once more have been does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, everlasting, undying and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain. The spirit soul is eternal, being freed from the waste and change which take place because of the material body. The example of a tree and its fruit and flowers is very simple and clear. A tree stands for many, many years, but with the seasonal changes, its fruits and flowers undergo six transformations. The foolish theory of modern chemists that life can be produced by chemical interaction cannot be accepted as truth. The birth of a human being's material body takes place due to a mixture of ovum and semen. But the history of birth is that although the ovum and semen mix together after sex, there is not always pregnancy. unless the soul enters the mixture, there is no possibility of pregnancy. But when the soul takes shelter of the mixture of the body, takes birth, exists, grows, transforms, dwindles, and ultimately it is vanquished. The fruits and flowers of a tree seasonally come and go, but the tree continues to stand. Similarly, the transmigrating soul accepts various bodies, which undergoes six transformations, but soul remains permanently the same. Ajo nitya shashvato ayam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. The soul is eternal and ever existing, but the bodies accepted by the soul are changing. There are two kinds of soul: the Supreme Soul, the Personality of Godhead, and the individual soul, the living entity. A various bodily changes take place in individual soul. Different millenniums of creation take place in the Supreme Soul. In regard, this regard, Madhvacharya says, sarvikaraha sharirasya na vishnos tad gatasya cha tad adinam shariram cha gyatvatan mamatam tyajet. Since the body is the external feature of the soul is not dependent on the body. Rather, the body is dependent on the soul. One who understands this truth should not be very much anxious about the maintenance of his body. There is no possibility of maintaining the body permanently or eternally. Antavanta ime deha nitya shokta saririnaha. This is the statement of Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 18th verse. The material body is antavanta, means perishable. But the soul within the body is eternal. Nitya shokta saririnaha. Lord Vishnu and the individual souls who are parts and parcel of Him are both eternal. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. Lord Vishnu is the chief living being, whereas the individual living entities are parts of Lord Vishnu. All the various grades of bodies, from the gigantic universal body to the small body of an ant, are perishable. But the super soul and the soul being equal in quality, both exist eternally. This is further explained in the next verse. Om Magyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantigam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Vihari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaham Vishtapadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Boys, did you get what is the second most important thing? Girls? Prahlad Maharaj is teaching you too. Speak loudly. I cannot hear. I'm a deaf.
That the soul doesn't change, but the body changes.
So, you should not be bewildered. Huh? Most of us get bewildered by the change of the body. When you become a teenage, you become mad and makes your parents also mad. Why should we be bewildered? So watch out. You are not the body, you are spirit soul. That is a fact. Right? So, this is the second most important thing we must keep in mind. Don't become overwhelmed by the change of the body. Tatha dehantara praptis dhiras tatra namuhyati. We have to become sober. We have to accept this second cardinal fact. It is absolute truth that the body is going to change sooner or later. But when it comes, it does not come on our demand. It is the body of the Prakriti. Prakriti gives the body. She is the mother. And mother becomes representative of Prakriti, Mother Earth. Therefore, there is importance of seven mothers. Who are they? Adau Mata. Tatha. Nurse. Then? Wife of the Guru or? I couldn't hear.
Queen.
Rajputri. Then? Tatha Prithvi. Prithvi means? Mother Earth. Then who? How many are there? We counted five only. The two others.
One's own mother.
Adho Mata. That starts from your own mother.
Cow.
Dhenu. Datri is the nurse. Okay? Tatha Dhenu Dhatri. Did we count already seven mothers? There are also sisters of mothers. They are in place. They are also mothers. Just like rivers. But the seven mothers are very important to understand. They sustain our material body. They are all part of the Prakriti. But Krishna's arrangement is that they support the livelihood. They support the livelihood. But that livelihood is only of the body. Right? But because she is part of the Vedic arrangement, for us to understand that we should respect, because we depend upon our livelihood. But it is also going for six changes, and her body is also going to six changes. It comes into existence, it grows, becomes matured, produces byproduct, and then start dwindling and then disappear. What is the verse in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, about the six changes? What is the verse? Second chapter. Tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuhyati. Namuhyati. But why we are getting muhyati? Why we are getting bewildered? Even though this is the second most important thing that we must accept as cardinal truth. We can't depend upon the body. We have to depend upon our real being, that is the soul. So, in the human form life, we are taught. Even Prahlad is teaching to his classmates who were sons of demons. And they can also understand. They like Prahlad. It's not that he was the son of their king, but his nature was very attractive because he was fully realized. It's one of the opulence of Lord Krishna that is reflected through his pure devotee. So, Prahlad Maharaj is teaching to his classmates, and he gives examples of a tree. The tree also goes because it's a living entity under six changes, right? So, in between, it has flowers and fruits, but it still stands for some time. But then it starts dwindling, because producing flowers and fruits means it has reached the maturity. Producing byproducts, then they start dwindling. And they can exist for a long time, but relatively longer. Some trees, you Google, there are trees who are standing during Lord Krishna's time. You know that? But they may not have understood Lord Krishna because they were far, far away. Sequoia trees in the Sequoia National Park, which is in California border, on the mountains, they are standing more than 5,000 years. What a curse! Who gets the curse of becoming a tree? Why? I could get a little bit. I'm getting deaf. Dwindling. Then disappearance then. So I'm in the fifth stage. Okay? Yeah. Why do we keep on forgetting this second important thing? Yesterday we were talking mainly on having unflinching faith in Guru's words. That is most important. The second important is this. But this important fact that we get, we become bewildered by the changes As adolescent is the age of bewilderment. Bewilderment. They don't know what is happening in their body. But it is important stage. How long you will be ignorant about it? You don't have to go to school about learning the adolescent life. You experience. But how come the adolescent can be guided properly? Those who have experience of gone through, and that means the parents, they are responsible to guide the children going through adolescent change, because the changes are inevitable, they can't prevent, but they have to tolerate all the inconveniences and bewilderment. They're never to be swayed away by such changes. Prahlad Maharaj was not in adolescent age even. He was 5-year-old kid. But probably in the wisdom he is the oldest. Right? So, what is important is the knowledgeability. But then you will argue the temporality of the body and knowledgeability do not go together. Baba, you don't have to teach. Animals are not to be taught. And they are at the normal pace of fidelity to the Mother Nature. Don't violate the nature's laws. But we do. Nature is the mother. And according to the influence of this Mother Nature, animals behave properly without any, offense on their part. But man is a violator. Why? Because neither they have faith in the transcendental words of Guru, exposing the absolute truth about the soul. And second thing, they don't know. Even though they see everybody is going through these 6 changes. They are born, they start growing. Third is the maturing state. Fourth is they produce byproducts. Fifth is they dwindle and they disappear. Everything that is happening in everybody's, front, they experience it, yet they do not learn. Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked this question by Yaksha. What is the most amazing thing in the material world? Who can tell? Sthavaram icchati. Shesham sthavaram icchati kim aashcharya tatparam. Day and night people even go through the 6th stage and they carry him to be disposed of. But they themselves never think that they will be also carried away like that and disposed of. What a bewilderment. The greatest bewilderment is there. So, cardinal truth has to be accepted and expose the eternal truth of the soul being part and parcel and subservient to Lord Krishna's desire. That has to be formed, right? So, Srila Prabhupada is giving the appropriate quotations from Bhagavad Gita, na jayate mriyate va kadachinnayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuyaha ajo nityam shashvato ayam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. For the soul, there is never birth nor death. Nor having once been, does he ever cease to be. He is ever existing. But he may appear before your eyes, which are also formed from the Prakriti. The five senses. Yesterday we saw that Lord Sri Krishna created sensory perception as the first elemental in creations. Five subjects, five organs of recognizing those, and five purposes. All the five subjects, they are so subtle, but they were originally the first thing that Krishna has to create. Because Krishna bhuligela jeev bhogavancha kare maya tare pashatire japati adare. Her soul was rebellious. So if in adolescent, if the children become rebellious, they are problems. They are problems for the parents. Never become rebellious. Don't get bewildered. And don't create sympathy and pamper them. No. Knowledge is very important, because only human can acquire knowledge. Animals don't have to go to school. They don't have to learn. But the Prakriti Mother teaches everything. Mother controls all the impulses of the change of the body. Mother, Prakriti, for the animals. And if we are living in the life of Mother Nature, she can also control us. Right? But no, we want to become master of our own mother. Is it not an offense? It is offense. So those who are the yogis, they go at the shelter of Mother Nature and complete the purpose of their human form of life. Thinking, meditating on the soul. This is a part of the Supreme Soul. And that is the reason. Otherwise, they do not go to pastime in jungle. Do they go? You go to picnic in jungle to pastime. But the yogis go to jungle to make their life perfect. That is the Prakriti, because she is the mother, she can maintain. They have that faith. And it is not unscientific. It is not unscientific. It is scientific. You depend upon Mother Nature, she provides you everything. In India, the Nagababas are there. They stay in the caves of Himalaya year-round. And they converge only in Kumbh Mela. Of course, they have their ashrams also in big places of pilgrimage. Wherever there is religious, stronghold, they were there, but they want to live in the influence of Mother Nature. The least clading, least dependency, but at the same time, they understand that we have to be decent. They will smear themselves with ashes. Why? They are naked people, but they smear themselves with the ashes. What is an ash? The burnt remnants of anything. Right? Anybody went to Ujjain, have darshan of Mahakaleshwar? Lord Shiva's temple is one of the Jyotirling. When they offer aarti, they call it Bhasma aarti. And when you receive prasadam from them, it's called Bhasma prasadam. Bhasma means ashes. Everything is turned into Bhasma, Prabhu. The aarti is the medium to get everything Bhasma. Flame, fire. Alright? So, the body is also going to be Bhasma. Means turn into ashes. Bhumirapanalo vayu. All these elements will go into their elements. But the soul is eternal. They understand. And those who are coming out of the Vedic periphery, they say, oh, these are the most primitive person. Most primitive person, jungly. So, what a bewilderment, far west you go, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Paschimera Desha Mudha Anachar. Mudha means bewildered people, and Anachar means there are Durachari. They abuse sense gratification. But in Kali Yuga, their influence covers everywhere, including India. But the system is still there. But now it is very difficult to find such education being given in the Indian schools. That you are soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Whole. You are not this body. And say, No brain to understand. So Prahlad is teaching very cardinal truth, very important. So So, ajo nitya shashvato yam purano nahanyam te hanyamane sharire. They are not taught even that we have to tolerate the inconveniences getting. Say how many jackets I have. There is a sweater inside, there is a shirt inside it. Matrasparshastu kaunteya sitoshna shukha dukkada agama upayina anityam tamste tikshva bharata. We are told to tikshva, but we are badly pampered. For alone there is no problem, but everybody else there is a problem. But anyway, the cardinal understanding, this second point, is very important. We have a tendency to forget because it's trivial, and trivial truth which is existing right before our eyes, we keep on seeing it, but we keep on ignoring it. Oh, I have seen it. Oh, I know it. Oh, I know it. Right? But when it is time you need it, then you will ignore it. So it is better to always remain alert, you know. Every day, what do we have to meditate upon is I am soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And my Guru Maharaj, Lord Krishna, ultimate teacher, you know, they speak the same language, same truth, no twisting. Prahlad Maharaj said, never forget this. Every day, in and out, don't get bored. So then you will have every reason to become successful in the human form of life and go back home, back to Godhead. It is very interesting to understand Madhvacharya's statement about various bodily changes that take place in the individual soul. That is the body of the individual soul. Not in the soul, but body of the individual soul, these changes occur. That is also sarvikara, six changes that we saw. Sarirasya na Vishnu tadgatasya cha. Lord Vishnu doesn't have to go through sarvikara. But then why do we celebrate the birth of Lord Krishna if he is not going through six changes? Who can answer? The body of Vishnu does not go in six changes, but yet you see, we celebrate happy birthday for him. Janmashtami is coming around, right? In September, right? This time it falls. Why? Well, his appearance and activities are divine. You cannot understand and compare with your appearance and activities, because we are not divine. The soul is divine we forgot the divinity and we think we are the body. Right? But Krishna doesn't think he is the body. Krishna says, I am the whole cell. The same. There is no difference in the soul of Lord Krishna and the body of Krishna. If our thinking is also geared, and that state is called divine. Divine. So appearance and activities are divine in nature. Our appearance and activities are forced by the force of material nature. What a difference. How did Krishna appear? Come on, it's a classroom today. Kids. How did Krishna appear? Did Mother Devaki got pregnant? Then what happened? How did he come?
He appeared in this boat out of hall.
Hmm? They should give the mic to the kids. It is their day today. Because I can't hear.
He appeared in the four-armed form, and then on the request of Mother Devaki, he turned into a baby.
He appeared out of his sweet will. He was not forced to appear, even though there was a request for him to come. But in detail, before he appeared in the forearm form, his appearance is so much wonderful that is described in the 10th canto. When the state of the meditation or the purity of devotional service reached to its climax in Vasudev, the Lord appeared in his heart. Can you be born from the heart? No. There is no talk of pregnancy. When Vasudeva was speck pure, he reached to the state of existence of Lord Krishna at same level. That is called Vishuddha Sattva. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Lord Shiva says, explain to Parvati, because this is divine birth. Appearance is divine. Janma karma cha me divyam evam vetyo tatvata. So who knew? Lord Shiva knew. Shiva tells to Parvati, because she is the custodian mother of earth, she has to know what devotional service is. Lord Shiva is her guru. And Parvati reaches to so much perfection that she was asking about Radharani. And Lord Shiva glorifies Srimati Radharani to make her understand that you were originally Radharani, but you got transformed. I also got transformed to do particular functions in the material world. Because of these rebellious souls are there, they cannot stay. They have to be placed in a different corner, just like a little jail. So you create, you become the instrument in creation. I will also become instrument in the creation. So every time the involvement of Lord Shiva and Parvati are there, they keep in mind. Because the original personality, Shankarshan, transformed into Shankar with the aid of three modes of material nature, and he takes the charge of number one. Therefore, he appeared through the brukuti of Lord Brahma, crying as Rudra. You know, right after four Kumaras denied and objected to become Prajapati. That's the story. So Lord Shiva expands himself into the effect of the three modes, and he is willing to accept the influence of the modes. That is the level. And he actually is not living in mode of ignorance, but he is in charge, he is in the control of mode of ignorance. What is formed in mode of ignorance? False ego. So who can smash false ego? If you want to get your false ego smashed, go to Lord Shiva. He'll be happy to do that job for you. And actually, we see in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Sanatana Goswami said, Gopa Kumar, who is desirous to go to Goloka, but he has to go through stage-wise, all the way up to the firmament or the outer covering, that is Mahakal. That is Mahakal original. After eight coverings of Bhumirapanalo Vayu Khammano Buddhiricha Ahankaram, Thasa Ahankaram is the last one. After Ahankar, the controller of Ahankar, Lord Shiva, is there. That is called Mahakalapura, abode of Lord Shiva. It is right opposite on the bank of Virja, the river separating material and spiritual worlds. But also in other side of Mahakal, on the other side of the river, Kailas is there. But that is the spiritual realm. So you cannot say Lord Shiva is in material. There are so many expansions of Lord Shiva in there. But for the sake of procreation, when you appear from Brahma, Brahma will give you only one order. Okay, just become Prajapati. So when Lord Shiva came out from the anger of Brukuti, of Brahma, he cried and said, Father, what should I do? Give me my place and job. What should I do now? He said, go and become Prajapati. Do you think Lord Shiva was ready for it? Yeah, he took the order. But he produced Bhairavas, very, very dangerous Bhairavas. And Bhairavas were loggerheads with the saintly children of seven rishis. So they were fighting. When in our house, you know, second child is produced, there is always little enmity between the two, and there is fighting, right? So, in Brahma's household, when Lord Shiva produced Bhairavas, they were devouring the saintly children of the Saptarshis. And Brahma said, this is not the way to make the fulfillment of all the unaccountable jivas who are suspended. They have to get the body. This is not the way. So he created Manu and Shatrupa. And introduced the system of becoming parents and raised. Lord Brahma has to tell Shiva, this is not the way. You stop becoming Prajapati. You go in the jungle and meditate. This is your pastime. So we never see Lord Shiva in as a Prajapati. We never see his photo, or painting or anything. Lord Shiva is a Prajapati. Only we see Lord Shiva in meditating mood. He's so rejected with the material world that Brahma was creating, he opted to live unattached. He is the father of material world. Lord Krishna says that he impregnates every living entity through the agency of Lord Shiva. He is the original father, Krishna. Tasham mahadyonir aham bija pradapita. He claims that claim is correct. But Lord Shiva is the medium, and Mahadyoni is Parvati, who is the generating place for 8.4 million species of life. We are limited to make only one species. Therefore, no two species can, have an intercourse and can produce a third. Darwin is wrong. This is the arrangement of Lord Krishna. Because it's a temporary show. Why? There is a perpetual automatic generating system? No, there is a time limit. Finish your job within this life cycle and get out, never come back. Have you got a future plan? So this is na Vishnu tadgatasya cha. Vishnu doesn't go through the six changes. So how did Krishna appear? Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudev, who became speck pure, ready to receive the speck pure position of Lord Krishna. If anybody is lesser than Vishuddha Sattva, Krishna does not appear. So, Brahma is teaching us, Maya hi yasya jagadanda satani sute traigunya tad vishaya vedavitaya mana sattva avalambi parasattvam Vishuddha Sattvam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. We have to progress. We have to come to the Vishuddha Sattva level to go back home, back to Godhead. When Gopakumar reached Mahakam, Lord Shiva was very happy because he knew he wants to go from here to cross and go to Vaikuntha. He said, I want to come with you. I want to come with you. Mahakam, stay here. His place is Mahaka, but his desire is to go back. It means there is a place of the spiritual, that is called Sadashiva state, in opposite the Virja, in Vaikuntha level, or Brahmajyoti level. So, Kailash is there. Very few devotees of Lord Shiva, unless and until they follow Lord Shiva being Mahavaishnava, then and then they can understand. But Lord Shiva teaches them to meditate on Lord Krishna, the Adi Purusham, and they can progress. Otherwise, most of the living entities, they simply cry babies, are there, go to Lord Shiva and Parvati, Dhanam Dehi, Janam Dehi, Stri Dehi, 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 give me this, give me that. The children also ask for such unimportant thing in the lives. Give me! Don't take. You fight also, right? When your sister come and snatch away some toy, hey, mama! Like that. So, this is the position of the jiva. So, natad Vishnu gatasya cha. So when Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudev initiated Devaki and transferred Lord Krishna from his heart to her heart. Now this is the transcendental process of initiation. We must have some conception. Conception means to generate. Brahma was given mental conception to generate, but he failed. It was extremely difficult. Mental conception is also called immaculate conception in Christianity. You do not need husband and wife to generate a baby. It is the meditation of the level of Vishuddha Sattva. Then, when Devaki received Lord Shri Krishna in her heart, she became very brilliant. So much attractive that the demigods in the heaven who were anticipating Lord Krishna to appear. So Devaki is so brilliant. Oh, she got pregnant with Krishna. It is their demigod's vision. They think Devaki got pregnant. Devaki never got pregnant. The Lord appeared in due course of time from her heart, but then just to check, he appeared in the form, armed form. They say, we know you. But when Krishna comes from his own abode to this material world, he prefers to come down in the passage through Vishnu's. Because in Krishna's embodiment, all the Vishnus should be there. All the avatars should be there. Everything, you know, perfectly. Everybody who is expert, it's within the embodiment of Lord Krishna. So lastly, Aniruddha, the Paramatma level, which is expansion of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, he also came and then entered in the heart of Vasudeva. So you can see, for the Supreme Lord, all his expansions and avatars and whatnot, Swayam Rupa, Tadekatma, whatever the categories are there, they are all there. So Krishna is wholesome, one personality, we have to make our heart like Vrindavan, right? Devaki's heart was Vrindavan, and she wanted to witness the childhood pastimes. And that was the request for three generations, three yugas. And when he came, he appeared in four-armed form, the same Paramatma form. And Devaki said, we know you, but we didn't ask you to come. Then there is some communication. We want you to perform pastimes of childhood. Your devotees are desirous to witness. And as you promise, you will come only once in a day of Brahma. This is the time. And we have been bearing all the, inconveniences since last three yugas. You know it. We don't mind. Oh, you don't mind. Okay. How can I perform pastime in a jail? So, Vasudev, you carry me to Gokul. You carry me to Gokul. Cross the river. Don't worry. But I'm ordering you to do that. So, Krishna made all the arrangement to be transported him in Gokul. He transformed himself into his original form, put in the basket, and we know. But Rupa Goswami says, Krishna is very tricky. He is performing appearance pastime in the jail of Kamsa, but simultaneously he is also appearing at Nanda Maharaj's place. Because they were also desiring. And they were more qualified than Vasudeva and Devaki. So Krishna chose them to be a recipient or the witness of childhood pastimes. So Krishna doesn't go in Shadvikar, but yet he appears, he talks like commander-in-chief, even in the baby form. And he goes, so the position of a devotee is to always know that he is independent of the material changes. Achintyoyam avikaryam. So his part and parcel is also not going through the changes. Only the material body goes through the changes. So one should not get bewildered. So tad adhinam shariram cha adhinam means it is dependent. shariram cha. The body is dependent upon the going through six changes. Gyatva tan mamatam tyajet. You know what is mamata of mothers. But here it is said, gyatva tan, all these changes are there. They have been given to the material body. And it is going to go. So, mamatam tyajet. Give up this thinking that it is mine because I have produced. That is mamata. Mama iti. Striyo punsan maithuni bhavam etat. Tayo ahur radaya granthi ata griha kshetra apta vittaihi janasya mohoyam aham mameti. This is how mamata is produced. So, knowing these two cardinal truths, first, have confirmed faith in Guru and Krishna's words, and second is understand this inevitable changes of the body but not the soul. For the soul there is never birth. Na jayate mriyate vana kadachinnayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyah ajo nityam shashvato yam purano na hanyate hanyamare sharire. These two are good enough to make our life a straight forward, go back home, back to Godhead. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Yes.
Thank you very much. Nice purport translation. Very lucky. Right, I was noticing, since we have a young population of grihasthas here, the art of producing nice children, as you explained to us, is from the heart. It's by attracting the attention of an elevated soul into the heart of the mother or the father, so that we can propagate nice children and promote Krishna consciousness in our community.
That's why Garbhadhan Sanskara is set in to put the mind and heart in correct position before begetting. This is Sanskara, the proper attitude during conception. That is very important.
Another question, Maharaj. Is a Vaishnava above Vedic procedures? Like, for example, we have Mother Earth and our mother and so forth. Do we ever transcend that? I mean, as a Vaishnava, can we say, well, I'm above these things now? I'm above Vanashram? I don't need to.
Being Vaishnava is one thing, but thinking that because we are Vaishnava, we are exempted by the material nature? No. The body, the soul is Vaishnava, the body may not. Because these two are separate. They are together for merging into their origin. They are meant. In the life of Rishabdev, in the life of even Bhishma Pitamaha, they accepted material body, but they were very great personalities. They were in service. Bhishma Pitamaha was in service of Mahavishnu, being the chief of Vasus. There are 8 Vasus, right? He was the chief of the Vasus. Vasus are the controller of the entire material existence. They are managers, super managers. And Rishabhdev was incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He also gave up kingdom. He handed over to Bharat Maharaj. And he left naked. He became completely unaware of his bodily conception of life. You know. But at the same time, when the time came to depart from the world, both Bhishma Pitama and Rishabhdev, they were thinking of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego from its original generating level. And they were able to command and merge those elemental existence of their body into the origin of that. So for example, material body means earth element has to be submerged in water. Water element submerged into the tej means the sun. That element into the air, fire, air, and air is into ether. So all the elemental construction of the body is dismantled by meditation. That I have to get out from this cage. How? I don't want any attachment, gross or subtle. So this is the practice of becoming aloof from the constitution of the body. So bodily conception has to be given up in a stage-wise way. It is going to go anyway, but knowingly if you quit the body before it perishes, then you are the master. You follow? So we do not think while conceiving a body how body will be conceived by elemental conglomerations. No, it is a complex process. But at least once you know that you are not this body and body is lump of matter, then you are not. So how to pull out the consciousness of the soul from the attachment of that matter? They teach us how to withdraw, constitutionally withdraw. That is also an art of dying knowingly. I have nothing to do with this matter. So whatever attachment or anything is there, then easily can be given up. But they are very powerful personalities who are always aware of the situations, you know. They don't want any lingering attachment behind. Because they are not part of this world. They are divine personalities by qualifications. I mean, these examples are there in Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is not a very fancy to describe this uncommon, process of giving of the body. But it is very scientifically understood. If when I die, maybe I'm not aware of anything. I may die in ignorance. But they are dying knowingly. What Prabhupada says, Ante Narayan Smriti, if we have, then ignorance is not prevailing. Ignorance cannot affect us. But unless and until we have unflinching faith in Guru and Krishna's words and the material conception has come into, and we are not part of it. We have been sent as a punishment or whatever, but now we want to be in parole. Devotees are on parole. So rest assured, by your good behavior, you'll be given release.
Maharaj, how can we strengthen our faith? How can we strengthen our faith?
Strengthen our faith by proper association. Try to associate. Because the strength is in association. Satam prasangam mama birya samvida. In the association of the devotees, you energize yourself. My virya means the prowess of Lord Krishna. This is Kapil Dev telling to Devahuti. Always associate with the devotees. Because after instruction, Kapil Dev left. And she was alone. But instructions were telling her to associate with the devotees. Don't feel lonely. Bhavanti radhkarna rasayana katha tadjoshanavam apavargavartmani shraddharati bhakti anatkramashyati. So, Prabhupada provided all that favorable situations that we can associate with the devotees and gain the strength of the divine. Good? Hare Krishna. Oh, yes.
Maharaj, you mentioned, thank you for the nice class. Maharaj, you mentioned how the body goes through so many changes and then it ultimately destroys. And it gives us so many problems like sickness, old age, disease. So, Maharaj, I'd like to ask Maharaj, why didn't the Lord give spiritual bodies to the acharyas, to Srila Prabhupada, so that they could preach vigorously without any problem, like Narad Muni? He has
because
a spiritual body.
Because the childhood pastimes are so much filled with bliss, devotees always hanker to taste it. Playing with the gopis is not childhood pastimes. All right? But Krishna goes in how many stages of development? How many? Which one? Balyavastha, Kumaravastha, then Paugandavastha, and Kishoravastha. At least Krishna is giving us advantage to enjoy these pastimes without any fault, without any misunderstandings. But Kishoravastha, pastimes, even though he plays, because he has pure devotees existing. At the same time, he invited them to appear as gopis and gopas. So Vatsalya Bhav and Madhurya Bhav, the parental and the conjugal Bhav. So they are very mature, giving the bliss, but to the only those who are parallelly matured in devotional service. Everybody is not parallel in devotion. So Krishna played, all right, but did Devaki, who asked for this, ever saw childhood pastimes? Krishna played all the pastimes and they were still in the jail. So what a sacrifice they gave. Sacrifice is given for eternal happiness. And we have to have so much patience. They had patience. Their desire were locked up in their heart, even though after Krishna was, Krishna appeared, but they have to send him off. Otherwise Kansa will come and fighting will be there, right in the jail. Then where is the question of pastimes? Fighting is not pastime. Playing is pastime. So, we see Devaki as mother was having still desire. So when they went to Dwarka, you know, Vasudeva and Devaki were released from the jail of Kansa. They ruled for some time in Mathura. But because Jarasandha was troubling, they chose all the Yadus were to be shifted to Dwarka. So, during the fighting, there is no possibility. So Krishna wanted peaceful time in Dwarka. He ruled fine. But still, material nature was so. One time Devaki opened up her heart to Krishna. Krishna, you are so kind for everybody else, but I am so much unfortunate that being your own mother, I have been bereft of seeing your childhood pastime. But you are God. I know you are Supreme Person. You can do anything. Can you show me your pastimes again? Especially for me. Krishna called, Balaram, Dau Bhaiya, come. Mother wants to see our childhood pastimes. We played in Gokul. Create Gokul here. So, new Vrindavan was formed. Oh, beautiful explanation Sanatana Goswami gives, you know. So, it is in Brihad Bhagavatamritam that Krishna is fulfilling Devaki's desire, but how? By cheating her. By cheating. How it is cheating? whatever Krishna plays is not a dead play. Beautiful dioramas, you know, were prepared to show the pastimes taking place. But Krishna was narrating in such a lively way that all the dioramas also came into life. So, Krishna is master of all mystic arts. You know, and thus he is satisfied. Whether Krishna lies or Krishna tells the truth, what is the difference? What is the difference? Nothing. The devotees enjoy. They do not punish Krishna. If they ever try to punish Krishna, Yashoda, I wanted to punish Krishna, right? Bind motor. But it's a very enjoyable thing. There is no punishment. Actually, it is bliss. So we meditate on such pastimes to see how divine activities are being performed. It is a place of no miseries. Even though you may see gopis are crying in separation, but there is no miseries. Actually, that is the greatest happiness ever to be enjoyed. This is the realm of divinity. Unless and until we cultivate divinity in ourselves by understanding these two verses, you know, then and then we will make some advancement in bhakti. All right? Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.